I haven't been in Eretz Yisrael for 25 years. First of all, I want to thank Reb Yosef Yaffe. And I want to thank Kalaloshin and Kavashkacha Pratis. And I want to Torah Anytime and Rabbi Golombek, Batachan Hotline. And where Rabbi Fried from the Nevada Community Newsletter and all the other dignitaries we have over here who got me into Reb Aaron Pesach, got me into Kavashkacha Brothers. That was your doing. And all these illustrious people around here, we have major Bali Batachan all over the place. They've got stories I'm not going to say in public, any diversions, but okay, they should be Rebbes themselves at this point. Now, what I want to say, Rabbi Yisai, is I had not been in Eretz Yisrael for at least 20, 30 years. And I heard the davening in Eretz Yisrael is gevalt. And I felt so, you know, I'm in America, you know. Eretz Yisrael, the davening. Because I was on the plane after many, many years going to Eretz Yisrael. And I was so excited. And I see the davening on the plane was fire. I was so impressed. And there was especially the guy that attracted me in the side over there. You know, he was standing on the side, davening with his seriousness. I says, wow, look at these. Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden. Kitza, I went over to him. He says, Nebucham in America, what do we know? You know, the Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden. I asked him, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Yeah. Where are you from? I'm from Chicago. Oh, I'm going to visit. His son learns a brisk. He came to visit him, but he's one of us. Now, his son is spoiled. This is such a Musa Haskell. Such a Musa. I came to Rav Schlesinger's shul in Muncie, and this is Muncie. Wow, that's a Muncie Yid, another Muncie Yid. So I said hello to a few people to do pratim and make a prat. Every one of them was a stranger just like myself. Oh, yeah. I said, you're from... No, I just came for Shabbos. It's nice of you to say hello to me. You know, this guy, the Welt licked and Demian. Everybody's afraid of everybody. As Abaloni, the whole world is afraid and afraid and afraid. You got to substitute that for Yerush Shemayim. You should know, Rabbi Zatzal, my Rebbe, Rabbi Schwartz told me that in Avadi, they held the best way for Yerush Shemayim. Be Yerushadin, don't be afraid of people. Don't run for cover like a Meshuggah. And then you'll have room for the Yavish himself. Now I'm hearing a report from our tire, Reb Lazer Fried from Muncie. He's opening up a whole massive community of Navardigas over there. And he's getting them to talk and not be afraid of the world. And somebody said he got the quietest people are suddenly opening up. What a bracha! And he told me, this young man is Yerush Shemayim is skyrocketing. No, he just beautiful story, what?
He was able to muster
up his spyless. He's not afraid of everybody. Then he felt the Abish. We feel, we're scared. We're scared of everyone around us. Plenty of Yira. Yira for whom? The less Yira from people, the more Yira from the Abish. But it's not so pashit. I'm always going to speak on two sides of my mouth. That's Beshita. Sometimes you're a little afraid of people. You don't do things you shouldn't do. Rabbi Miller says that the divorce rate out on the suburbs five times as much as belong to a shul where everybody knows you. You're accountable. When did you come? What are your habits? You're going to live in your huppet somewhere and no one knows you. You're going to do whatever you want. And you're going to be loose and free and not so like this among Yidden. You're scared. It's good to be scared. So it's not here. It's plenty good and helpful. You know, everything has a purpose and a mila. And it's our job to go ahead and say, what I have is perfect. I don't want the other guys. I want what I have. I give out my betacha weeklies and shuls on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I have special big shuls. I go there. So one big shul is yeshiva there. And I see a bunch, 15 bachur about to start davening mincha. I says, you guys need me for a minion? He says, no, okay, he says, I'm leaving. I got what to do. So they say, yeah, but we want to hear from you. You want to hear? Yeah, they want a vod, instant vod. They're standing in the hallway of a big shul here in Lakewood. They want a vod. Okay. So I said a few words, whatever. But then I said, okay, now remember, you, I point to one of them, are way more chashiv than this guy, and I pointed to everybody, including me. You're way ahead of everybody. Next. You are way ahead of those guys. And those guys. You. And I was very shocked about it. Believe it. It's true. You'll have to live with the truth that makes you come out ahead. Not the truth that makes someone else. But it's true. It's true. He's a cunt. It's true. But there's another truth. There's something about you that no one else has. You know that? You have more struggles. You know, struggles are much more than the big snack of the Kaddish Berechel Nicks. I tell a joke. This guy did his Chatas Ne'udim. You know, he did a good job all his life. He went ahead and did all the sins in the universe. B'Shoyf Yomov, he decided he gave his man, and he became a Kaddish Berechel. It's a joke. Anyway, it's fine. You do tshuva, what's the difference? I'm going to tell you now, Murder the Gemaises. This parsha is gold. Parsha Shlach is not shayach. It's all sitting in this parsha. You think I talk too much about positivism, huh? Parsha Shlach is loaded with it. Look, Sanhedrin vayivku kola eda. Who's the eda? Sanhedrin, they're crying. What got it to you? Sanhedrin, they were the ones that started Zakrashi. They were the ones, the Churban Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, should be caused by them. Because you cried for no reason. They started things moving. And Anshei Shem, forget about the Meraglim, were kids. And who two people rescued? You know who they were? The two Bali Musa. I'm joking. I'm not joking. Kalei Ben Yeshua. You know the way Yeshua talks? Yeshua says, you know what Moshe did for us? The Slav Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mon, that's the difference. His head is swimming with the delicious past of his life. Look how what it does. He's busy with that. He doesn't forget that. Everyone's busy forgetting. All they remember is the latest issue. You don't have an issue? Come on. You're not part of the world. You have to, and he's flooded with Chaste Hashem. Look, that's the difference. That's why he had Betachin. Yachal Nuchala, double Lushan, Bashur, knock him off. He was a Zayda of David HaMelech, called it Ben Yefuna. What did David HaMelech say when Goliath the Plishti, a giant? Same thing. A giant comes after him, humongous, everyone's petrified. So I'll knock your block off. You gotta see the psukim. David speaks with such self-esteem. Wow. He had a Zayda, Kalib. Yachal Nuchala, it's a double Lushan. Lachmenohen, what? These guys are a joke. And Kali Vayas, Kali Vesom, single-handedly, without Yeshua, I have a whole thing that I'm not going to bother you. But you want to hear my Torahs, get Petachim with me. But you want to hear my stories, come here. Here I'm more interested. I try not to burden the guys with my vetlach. But sometimes it's Kedai. It's Kedai. Vayas, Kali Vesom. Shh. Vayas, Vesom. He's speaking to the whole Kaisel. That's Gemura. He's not scared of nobody. Kali Ben Yefuna. Ah. Susi Yogan Aleinu. Kali Ben Yefuna should be a Melech Yeshua for all of us. How he got up there in front of everybody. The first Navardiga. No scared of Gdeli. You're not scared. These are not kids. Gadi Ben Susi. Shlomiel Ben Tirishami. He's Anshei Shem. These people are Kedesh Kedosh and their reason. Just one thing he had over them. He was busy with Amun and Betachin. He learned the Navardic. No, I didn't mean that. We're all good. We're all good. Anyway, I have to be a little biased, you know. I have to be a little severman. Anyway, but don't worry. I found Navardic everywhere. Rabbi Belzer wasn't Navardic. Sure he was. Rabbi Kutler. Okay. They're all good. You don't have to have a Navardic hat to be the best in the world. There's plenty of holy Jews. You know what happened to Navardigas when the war was over, the altar was gone? They needed a new Rebbe. More than one, I believe. Rebbe Kutler was perfect. They felt comfortable with him like nobody. Or Goldberg. Rebbe was his Rebbe. He felt very comfortable with Rebbe. Although it wasn't exactly Navardig, but it was plenty good. Rebbe was plenty good. The Satma was plenty good. They're all plenty good, every one of them. I'm a kulam tzaddikim, that's it. Anyway, I'm a big b'madrega that I can actually acknowledge other people. I'm joking. For some people, it's not a hard, you know, to be able to recognize he's also, they're also, even though they're not one of us, they're also there. For some people, it's a lifetime job. You know, those people, even though they have different hats and different customs, they're also good Jews, you know? Okay. Anyway, but I'm going to tell you now. I have no fear in Yeshua ben Nun. Ah, study them. Look at the way Moshe talks. Look at the way Moshe, dear, beloved Moshe Rabban Shel Yisrael, Chus Yogan Aleinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the way he saved us. He saved us, Moshe Rabbeinu. We thank him in the name of God's Christ. I want to thank Moshe Rabbeinu for what he did for us, or else we would have been in the garbage can. He was at, and Moshe Rabbeinu looked the way he talked. There's something to learn from. Look the way he talked. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Abishter, remember how good you are to us? Ayin ba'ayin. What are the guy going to say? Look how you love us. Look how you were saving us till now. How about a little more? Look how good you are. Look, that's the way you talk. He gets his way, Moshe. You know, he's out of Davin. He's surrounded with Hashem. He's oozing with that all day and all night. You did this for us, that for us. Now how about be Michael us a little bit more. That's a mahalas. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, Kali. And don't make away with the Meraglim either. If I'd been Slobodka, I would never play games with them or the Sanhedrin. What are you, crazy? You know who they were? Giants. You talk so fast. They were no good. Chas v'chalila. We don't know these people. They're all bigger than us. That's for sure. They're all great people. Whatever's going to happen, we have to learn Pashit and learn from it, but everybody's holy. B'kitzer. Now, I want to say something. This Pashit is just, there's no end to it. It's so... What? What, the guys want schnapps? The guys that already want schnapps. I just started talking. They want Jack. What's it? Johnny Walker is here. I have more stuff upstairs. I have much, but I didn't realize. I didn't know I have so much upstairs. I'm just sitting with this. This good man. You brought it?
No.
Oh, so we got some. We're not so bad. Anyway, upstairs. Don't worry, man. I'll do tshuva. Bottle. Have a big Jack. Jack is still okay. And have a big, some guy with some Weiber schnapps. You want to know something? I don't want anybody to know what I just said now. I happen to go for Weiber schnapps. Much more than all this stuff. Give me some Weiber schnapps. It's sweet. I'd rather drink that. But it doesn't pass. But Rabba might have to be a big shot. No, give me that. Nananziger, please. Yes. You know what Nananziger is? You know what that is? What is it called? Moonshine? What's it called? What? A friend of mine once drank it like that. He's a cool guy. And he is a Shiva Bacham. Then he put, he put some 99 on a plate. And then he took a match. Boom. And the fire went up. And he said, that's what you just drank. You see that? I'm going to tell you what happened. But one year, I'll never do it again. But one year, I was very busy drinking with my Talmidim. If everybody's good, Rebbe's going to get drunk. He's going to drink this. Everybody better be good. The kids are going wild. That's like the best gift, and better than candy, chocolate cake. Rebbe's getting drunk. They're getting so excited. And then I start drinking a little bit. And I get up and I start moving like this, like, you know, back and forth. The kids are going with sugar. Anyway, and I was fine. But they liked it. Rebbe got drunk. You know what happened? Our Rebbe got drunk. Oh, he's gonna get. By the way, I beshita hold against your Purim. I hold that Purim, that our doors, Avodas Hazman. Avodas Hazman is we need Purim all year round. That's what I hold. I'm sure Mordechai and Esther are with me on this. You make Purim like Butlu. There you go. See, I know you got a good man here. Yeah, Purim. So we're all into Purim. That's a Beshita. Well, some people, all year round, they're into Tisha B'Av. I gotcha. By the way, if you know how to do Tisha B'Av right, you're a happy person. The Rinnitzi used to, every night, he used to take a chatzai, so you send box, with a sack, and he used to cry. And one night he couldn't do it. He says, you took away some of my chias, because he loved it so much. If you have to know, you have to know the difference between atzus and avelus. Okay, I'm not getting involved. Anyway, but kitta, by us, it's Purim. Purim, we decided, Purim, we want to do, revive. That's the mahalach of the dar. That's why Purim is not bottle. Because Purim is desperately needed. I just told somebody today, why did you start eating ice cream? I spoke to a guy, and he tells me his wife is not, you know, they have this issue with that issue. You can't make fun of people, you know, it's not right. But I told I've done this many times. I said, look, you want me to cry with you? Believe me, I feel like doing that. I have it in me. But you want me to do that? I'll cry alone with you. I'll validate you. What you're going through, and it's talking like this. Hashem Yerachem. Believe me, I feel like crying plenty. But I says, you want me to do that? Or you want me to heal you? You want me to pull you out of it? I'm going to sound very different. I might sound a little tough. No. I want you to pull me out of it. Okay. So I'm no crying around here. And I stop making fun of them. I say, you think you're sick? This is a true story. This guy comes over to me, a chayla masukin. He has yet a machla, a chayla masukin. And he started telling me about his machla. And he started talking to me about the Leviah. You hear? He started, I'm serious. And he said, because he read up on it, and he's shown all the books, that's the matzah. You know, he's that's what happened. Then he sees. It's progressive. And it already got, now this symptom came up, and that symptom came up, and it's it. I got it. I read all about it. I know it. And he's all about his wife. Forget it. His wife never had to go through all this. Anyway, and she has to live with this guy. One foot is in the grave, never. And he started telling me, okay, I'll let you be masvid me. Hey, come inside. I'll let you be. You can make a husband. I'll tell you what to say. I'm joking. That part I made up. Well, what's my Levi government? How many people are coming? Which newspaper put it in there? I was just Nifta. Write about how great I was, a big tzaddik. You put that. You won't forget about me. That part I made up. But seriously, he was talking about his Levi. It's not the first younger man I met like that. Boy, did I do a job on these guys. I screamed at him, you take the mishugana. First, I started off. You want me to be nice and cry with you? Well, you want me to give you over the head and be tough, but I'll heal you. And I started screaming at him. I've done this before. Another guy, a Levi guy. He had Yana Machla in a certain part of his body. And he was told he needs 5 years of extensive therapy, radiation with chemo. And his Rosh Hashiva Paskin's Mechuyiv to do it. 5 years of Gehenna, that if the machla don't kill you, that'll kill you. Till he got a hold of me. He was standing in front of Kel Shimshin. I screamed at him. But he talked ahead. I mean, I wasn't his spell. And I said, it's all in your head. Stop talking. He kept talking about, well, I only have 2 kids. I just got married a couple of years ago. How's my wife going to manage? And he was talking about that stuff. The kids, I met him a week later. So I hocked him and cuffed, but good. And within a week, I met him at, I'll tell you where I met him. I met him in Pashkas Shul. He was drinking L'chaim out of Kiddush. He looked like a new person. He never looked that good in his life. He had Reggie, come inside, Rabbi Isai. Come inside. And the kids, what happened? He took to it. He really took to it. He believed me. Amen. L'chaim. Amen. Amen. What? Not enough? Bring the cups to use. Get some cups. You get some cups, yeah? Tell us a cup. It's where Remington, there's more schnapps down. Get all the cups. We're going to start drinking. It's a Purim, officially Purim. You're being brachas when you drink. Anyway, so what happened? So what did the guy do? Yeah, anyway. He took to it. He started learning Musa. First, I told him how chashuv he is. Very important. You're a great guy. We need you. You're this. You're that. The kids, he took to it. And he decided that, you know, I want to live. So he called his local doctor, who called the biggest in the country, who came from New Haven. I don't want to say what kind of... He had Yana Machla. Where, what? I don't want to discuss. Beautiful. Beautiful. I was talking. And so he... you know how to open this thing over there? Anyway, it will be all right. As long as you have a mashu. Come, lama trinken. Ah. Whoever drinks, whoever even looks at the bottle, he got it all. You're kind of beria. Now we have beautiful stuff coming up. Right. It's gewaltig stuff. Hey, Jawazam, Jawazam, Ayizalanaza. Now listen to this, Abai Sai. Listen what happened. Take, here's the Gabai. Wait a minute, the Rebbe does not do it himself. I gotta learn the ropes. The Gabai's give it out for the Rebbe. Go ahead, I have a lot of Gabayim over here. Gabayim here. But, how does it say? Nitzu Katapris. What does it say? No, you know the Gemara and the Kavai is over there, no? Yeah. We work like that, you know, with Litvox. Anybody? Here's the story. So listen what happened, Rabbi Sai. Every get time, a week later, he felt a different Ruach. Soon as he felt a different Ruach, no? He felt a different Ruach. He felt, I'm going to live, I'll be all right. He called his local doctor, who was an Amoritz Saraisa in Yanamachli. He was a Shvacha guy. And the local doctor decided, I don't think you're so bad. And the local doctor called the big shot in New Haven, who was the biggest in the country on that type of condition. And the biggest guy, he convinced him for a half an hour to be easy on it. He doesn't need so much. They called him Chaim Kanevsky. Chaim Kanevsky, Pachin, no treatment, period. In 2 months, 1 or 2 months, he was cured. Here it is. Now, that was Shane. A couple of years, lived happily ever after. The other guy, I told him the same thing. This guy was a tough customer. Oh, no. And I had a long talk with him. He took me somewhere, Shane. And in the middle of the talk, I said, you feel better? Because usually, after talking to me for a few minutes, I scream at him, you have nothing wrong with you. I know it. I can tell. This guy was a tough customer. No, sir. Not only I don't feel better after talking to you, I feel worse. He tells me, the next day, usually by the next day, it's geschmack. The next day, they always because they diamond also. Next day, I call him up. What's new? Much worse. What do you do with this guy? I says, you're talking to the wall. I'm a bigger action than you are. You have zero minus. It's all in your head. I have a big cloud. Even if it's real, Chas v'Shalom, the power of your mind can actually cure it. I've done it so many times. So, La'adam, don't bother me with your sicknesses. You're Levi, you're a funny guy. You're making your wife sugar. You don't want to talk to him. This guy's a Mr. Tishabub. He calls me up. I knew the guy not more than 5 days, not more than a week. He gets a phone call. Mandel, you are right. I went to the doctor. He verified La Hadam. And he explained to me what looked like a real, it was really nothing. Now, it could really be that my betochen made it change. That's yedua. Or it could probably. That's what happened. Sometimes a gataka be right. It's taka nothing. Anyway. All right, Rabotai. Where are we up to? I was talking to you about my drinking abilities. Now, that year, I was busy drinking all day in front of my tummy. And every day I had l'chaim. So that usually pays Purim, malamdim, ainayat. Malamdim is one of the parents' wallets on Purim. Parents' wallets on Purim, that's Einayim. You know what it says, the Gemara? Anyway, the Einayim on the Megillah, it's... Anyway, so that Purim, I'm waiting. And that Purim, I got nothing but bottles and bottles and bottles. Every parent, there was a great thing for them. Oh, this guy likes drinks. Hey, you have to give him a check, he'll take a bottle. So one of the parents gave me a moonshine. Oh boy, did I have a bow with that. You know what that is, moonshine? Zexanantiga. You ever hear that? It's hot. It's fire. For those that aren't satisfied with the regular stuff, go drink that if you want to get, want to feel a mitzvah serefa. You want to have serefa. Anyway, now here comes a murder.